ndaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le tshona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngolesithathu mhlaka 19 kumpandula 2018 nguntungameli Nkoma. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Masiso Serani atwale utyalo kuzwatiza kibere atangorasi marara.
Lathi njengabantu masilondoloze indawo lapho sihlala khona zihlanzekile. Singalahli izulu indawana yonke.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wethekelele izigulane ezihlaselwe ngomkhuhlane wekholera ezibhedlela zeHarare namuhla.
I, Halima Mutansi, swear that I will faithfully, impartially, and to the best of my ability, discharge, trust, and perform the duties devolving upon me by virtue of my appointment as the chairperson of the Commission of Inquiry.
Umnangagwa ufungise njalo amalunga ekomishini ezahlaziya udlakela olwaqhamuka ngemva kokhetho. Umthethwandaba we-High Court eGaborone kwele Botswana usukhulule omunye oweZimbabwe obegwetshelwe ukuhlala entolongweni okweminyaka emine phezu kwecala lokungena kulelo lizwe ngaphandle komthetho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla wethekelele izigulane ezihlaselwe ngomkhuhlane wekholera eGlenview 1 Polyclinic lase Beatrice Infectious Diseases Hospital eHarare. Umnangagwa othembise ukuthi uhulumende wakhe uza kwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukusebenzelana lomansipala bedinga isisombululo sokuqeda lomkhuhlane. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Umnangagwa ubekhatshwe ngabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Kembo Muhadi lo retired general Constantino Chiwenga, umeya weHarare ukansela Herbert Gomba, abaphathi ntambo ababalisa owezempilakahle uDr Obadiah Moyo, owezentuthuko yamadolobho lezabelo umnumzana July Moyo, owezemvelo amanzi leziphathelene lokuguquka komkhathi unkosikazi Priska Mfumira, lowezomvikela unkosikazi Opa Mchinguri Kashiri. Izifundi zeGlenview 1 High School ziveze injabulo zisamukela umnangagwa lapho ehlola indawo okudabuke khona impompi ezithwala ingcekeza emzini weGlenview 1 kucwadlana nalesi sikolo lapho kubikwa kwadonsa amaviki amathathu ukuzilungisisa okuyikho okwabangela ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane wesihudo sekholera. Umnangagwa lequla lakhe basuke lapho baya endaweni yamavinkili eyetshitshagarika eGlenview esiyabona izibhorane ezimbili ezezingasasetshenziswayo ngemva kokuqhamuka kwekholera uZulu enathe amanzi ayisehlangene lengcekeza eyayivela kuzambuzi, okulapho athembise ukuba uhulumende wakhe ezokwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukutholisa uZulu amanzi ahlanzekileyo aphuma empompini.
Masiso Serani atwale utyalo kuzwatiza kibere atangorasi marara.
Lathi njengabantu masilondoloze indawo lapho sihlala khona zihlanzekile. Singalahli izulu indawana yonke. Sizomsekela umunisipala wethu ukuthi atholise indawo lapho kuzobuthaniswa khona izibi abe esezibutha ukuze indawo zethu kube ngezihlanzekileyo. Kodwa okumqoka yikuba sithole amanzi ahlanzekileyo isikhathi sonke, sibe lezambuzi ezisebenzayo sikhathi sonke.
Umeya weHarare uKansila Herbert Gomba utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba umanisipala laye wenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungisisa imbangela enkulu yokuqhamuka kwekholera.
Then there are short term and long term interventions. The construction of new water
kulendlela zeziphangiphangi zokuba silwisane lalolu dubo bese usiza ezikwenza luphele ngokuphela. Sidinga imali engangebhiliyoni ukuthi sakhe ezinye indawo njalo zokutholisa amanzi kuzulu.
Umnangagwa utholise esinye sezigulane ahlangane laso eGlenview Polyclinic uNigel Karimasoro ukuba uzohlawulela imfundo yakhe aze ayifika kuform 6. Babikwa sebengamachumi amathathu lambili 32 asebebulewe cholera abazinkulungwane phose eziyisikhombisa abahlaselweyo. Izakhamuzi zeGlenview iningi kungabalandeli bezanu-PF bezigcwele injabulo ukubona umnangagwa lequla lakhe. Ngakolunye udaba oluphathelane lecholera, umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube uphawule okusemthethweni isikhwama sokubuthanisa imali lempahla yokusebenzisa ukulwisana lokusabalala kwecholera evela kumankampani uZulu labenhlanganiso zakwamanye amazwe i-Cholera Crowdfund. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe emahofisini ogatsha lwakhe, uNcube ulandisa ngalesi sikhwama.
Ngiyabonga sibe sibonga ilo Minister of Health uDr. Moyo, sibonga ukuthi amakhampani nabantu abantu makhaza ama development partners abaphandle baba donate izimali. Imali esisilayo khathesi ikhona nyana sibe $29 million dollars, kodwa kufuneke enye engange $35 million ukuthi sakhe izimpompi ezamanzi clean, amanzi angangcolanga, okwenza ukuthi khona umkhushane lo uphele ungaphenduki futhi.
Uqhubeka elandisa ngokuthi izosetshenziswa njani limali yalesi sikhwama.
I-crowd fund libizo nje lokuthi lo lalo ofuna ukudonetha ozwa kumhlupha ukuthi aphi imali, kumbe i-dollar kumbe $10, I hope $100, I feel free to do that, adonethe nje ekhululekile kuphela zwi. Ngoba sekujakalanga ukuthi nxa uhulumende efuna izimali uzothi asiyephi ukufumene kungasotax angithi kodwa lokhu nje yi-window lokuthi ithuba lokuthi nje abantu bakhululeke basinike izimali ukuthi silwise udubo lolesilwane.
UNcube ubekhatshwe ngumphathintambo wezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo, bobabili bathethele lithuba ukubonga asebelule izandla besipha usizo kulesi sikhwama se-Cholera Crowdfund esizokwaziwa njalo ngelokuthi kanzathu kanzathu. Abanye babanikeze usizo lamhlanje babalisa abebhanga le-EcoBank, abe-Grain Millers Association, abe-Zimplats, abe-Pharmaceutical Company, inkampani ethengisa amafutha ezimota ye-Total Petroleum, abe-Rainbow Tourism Group, abe-Environmental Management Agency, abe-Zimbabwe Council of Churches labanye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla ufungise amalunga ekomishini ayikhethayo ukuthi ihlolisise udlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho mhlaka 1 kuNcwabakazi. UGibson Pepe usipha lolu daba.
Umgcinisihlalo wekomishini le ngumnumzana Khalima Mohlante, owake waba ngumongameli weSouth Africa, uthethe isifungo sakhe sokuqalisa umsebenzi namhlanje.
I, Khalima Mohlante, swear that I will faithfully, fully, impartially and to the best of my ability.
Mina uKhalima Mohlante ngiyafunga ukuthi ngizathembeka ngingelakukhetha njalo ngokwanelisa kwami ngizenza umsebenzi wami njengengakuvunyezwa ngomsebenzi engiwuphiweyo njengosigcinisihlalo wekhomishini ukuthi ngihlolisise udlakela olwenzakala ngemva kokhetho ngelanga lakuqala kunyanga kaNcwabakazi 2018 eZimbabwe. Nkosi ngincede.
Ikhomishini le ilamalunga amane avela phandle kwelizwe lamathathu ayizalwane zeZimbabwe. Amalunga la ngathi uMnumzana Rodney Dickinson oweBrithani, uEmeka Anyowake owake waba ngunobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeCommonwealth odabuka kweNigeria, lowake waba ngumkhokheli webutho lakweleTanzania uMnumzana Davis Mamunyange, ofundisa eUniversity of Zimbabwe, uProfessor Love Momaduku, uNkosazana Charity Manyeruke, kanye neGqwetha uNkosazana Vimbayemba. Ngemva kokugcotshwa kwawo, amalunga la angene umhlangano weState House kanye nonobhala ugatsha lwezemithetho uNkosikazi Virginia Mabhiza. Ngakho ngesikhathi sisakaza bengakaqedi umhlangano lo ukuze sibabuzisise ukuthi bazahlela njani umsebenzi wabo. Abantu abayisithupha badutshulwa babulawa ngabebutho mhlaka 1 Ncwabakazi, lapho betshengisela ngokungathokozi kwabo ngokuphuza kwempumela yokhetho. Kusenjalo umnumzana Owen Ncube owesabeleni seMigrants ugcotshwe ukuba ngumphathi intambo ozovikela kwelizwe. Unobhala omkhulu kamongameli Mnangagwa uveze ukuba uzagcoba umphathi intambo obona ngedolobho leHarare kunsuku ezilandelayo.
Honorable Owen Ncube has been appointed Minister of State.
Umnumzana Owen Ncube usekhethwe ukuba ngumphathi intambo ogatsha lwezokuvikela ilizwe kuhofisi kamongameli kuqala namhlanje.
Lokhu laloba kusolwa ngebandla eliphikisayo ngenxa yokuthi kuvimba ukwehlukanisa kwembuso wezabelo kuzanceda ekusungulweni ngokupheleleyo umsebenzi kwamalunga edale lekhabhinethi. Ngimele isitho 7 seHarare, ngimgibson Bhebhe.
Ukuhlaziya umsebenzi walikomishini sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube, sambuza ukuthi uthini ngembono yabanye abathi ikomishini le kayisoze ihlaziye udaba lokubulawa kwabantu Libutho ngokugcweleyo, lokuthi kahle kahle amasotsha ayevele ethunywe ngubani.
Ungakhangela laphana emigceni le epha amandla ikomishini, kukhona ethi khona to do noma yini ikomishini engabona kufanele ukuze yenze umsebenzi wayo. Zonke ke izinto zenziwa ngaphansi kwawona lowa muca. Kulapho abangenza zona lezi zinto abantu abakhala ngazo, lanxa zingabhalwanga. Ngaphandle kokuthi ube namakomishinazi angelancedo, kodwa nxa ngabe ungumuntu uphiwe umsebenzi wasuphiwa okubhalwe khona kwathiwa phecelezi to do anything proper or deemed necessary ukuthi umsebenzi wakho wenze, kuyabe kukutsho kukukhululile ukuthi uzenzele lezo zinto. So ke nxa bengasebenzanga laba bantu angeke sikhale ngokuthi emthethweni azange baphiwa amandla, wona lwa muca uyabapha amandla lawo bantu.
Ukuze basuthise amacele wonke okungangokuthi abezanuPF abakuhulumende labo abakhalayo ababulawelwa izihlobo labangane, kumele baluphathe njani lolu daba?
Kumele bangakhethi uhlangothi, bangesabi lutho, babe ngabantu abaphethe umsebenzi njengendlela vele ofanele uphathwe ngayo. Kumele bangesabi muntu, kumele babizwe bonke, oChiwenga, oSibanda, obani personally, bafike ekomishineni sikuthelevishini, sibukele kuthelevishini, bazobuzwa imibuzo engesabiyo. Hayi ukuthi benze lensitha, bangenze lensitha uZulu uzacabangela kube yinto esingayiboni ukuthi ihamba njani. Kumele yonke into iphume kuthelevishini, television iphume eredweni, yonke into isenzeka, wonke umuntu abiziwe eze kuyo ikomishini. Kusuka kupresident uze ufike phansi, usuka kuNelson Jamisa uze ufike phansi, usuka kuLeaphati uze ufike phansi, kubizwe loZula, wonke umuntu ufanele ayekhuluma kuleyo komishini awuzule ekhangele.
Sizabona yini ngempela Ncube impumela yocwaningo oluza kwenziwa ikomishini le lusethulelwa uZulu, ngoba sesike sabona kubunjwa amanye amakomishini, kodwa impumela yawo ingazakala ukubana yaphelelaphi.
Ye phambilini kuya kwenzeka khona lokho, siyakhumbula sike saba ledumbushena commission, saba leyinye eyakwakuthiwa iChiyambakwe, kwaphelela emoyeni awuzange kwenziwa lutho. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi umehluko walesi sikhathi ngabantu abafakwe laphana. Umnumzana uKhalima Mkhanhlante kasomuntu nje omuntu kazana, ngumuntu ogcweleyo, former president, umuntu ozihloniphayo odinga ukuthi ahlonishwe emhlabeni. Ngeke avume ukusuka ayokwenza into eyokuncedisa nje izanu PF engasoze imncedise isithunzi
umnumzana Efidlela Ncube ucubungula ezombusazwe, sixoxela ekobulawayo.
Yebo, 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 mthwakazi omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu? Lingaqhutshwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Magagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930, 6040 lagu 15460 kHz ku shortwave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asiqoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolesithathu langolesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Ku live talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum sihlaziya amazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa awukuthi ilizwe lizaqhubeka lisebenzisa idola leMelika. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 uze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Wonke waba inhloko kahulumende kwele Malaysia uNajib Razak usebotshwe okwesithathu ngecala lokuchaphaza imali yesikhwama selizwe. UNajib weteswa icala lokweba izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisithupha zamadola eyisusa esikhwameni lesi eyifaka ebhukwini lakhe lebhanga. Izisebenzi zesitolo sakuHarton Sly kwaBulawayo sezithole ingxenye yeholo lazo kulandela ukutshengisela ezikwenze ngesonto ngemva kokuvalwa kwalesi sitolo ngudlu. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Isitolo seHeadensly sivale ngolwesine weviki endluleyo lapho iziphathamandla ezazise umphakathi kugwalo olunamathiselwe eminyango yesitolo bethi bazabe bevalile besahlolisisa impahla yabo i-stock taking, kodwa okumangalise izisebenzi yikuba sekuthiwa kukhutshwe impahla zisiwe endlini enkulu lapho ezizagcinwa khona ku-storage. Ngemva kokungazwani leziphathamandla zesitolo lesi, izisebenzi zigcine zitshengisela. Ngomvulo zavuka ziphiwa ingxenye yeholo lazo. Unkosazana Patience Sibanda, isisebenzi seHeadensly, uthi sebethole ingxenye yeholo labo.
Since siqala ukutshengisela izolo, so far sebesiphila izimali zethu ama-outstanding e-1.5 months that they were owing us. Everyone seyitholile, so sesikhangelele ama-2 weeks lawa, cause i-2 weeks lay right now sitshengisela, so sisemsebenzini. We need that money ngoba ukubuya kwethu sigada sibuya lapha siku-payroll. So ama-1.5 sebesiphile, but we are expecting imali zethu zama-2 weeks. They have to pay us.
Omunye wezisebenzi zeHeadensly, unkosazana Karen Mdawini, uthi bafuna isitolo lesi sivulwe.
Hayi, so far sikwazi ukuthi ba ku meeting yani, ngoba thina besikhangelela ukuthi kubuye kuzokhunywa ngendaba yeshop. So yiyo vela I think abahambe kuyi meeting yangkhona. Thina besifuna ukuthi ishop ivule, yikho sikufunayo ukuthi ishop ivule, ngoba thina i-reason ukuthi ishop ivalelwani thina besisebenza imali ingena asiyazi. Asiyazi reason why ishop ivale.
Umnumzana Desmond Dube, esinye sezisebenzi seHeadensly, uthi kabaphiwanga iholo lenyanga ezintathu zokubazisa ukuthi sesivalwa lesi sitolo andubana bamiswe umsebenzi.
Ye, kufanele siphiwe 3-month notice, and then ma bengasinika i-3-month notice yangkhona besinikele imali zangkhona bese besitshela isizathu sokuthi why bevala, and then after that sesifuna i-package. Ngoba uphonguvala nje kuthiwa doors are closed, nabayesiyabhadala inyaratho, siyarenta, siyayenza njani asinike isikwanise konke lokhu. singena mali zethu.
Unkosikazi Sylvia Ncube uthi bakhangelele ukuthi baziswe ukuba isitolo sivulwa nini.
Ephakathi kathesa sikabile iqiniso ukuthi ngiyani because sisamelele khona ukuthi bebuye besitshele ukuthi sebekhulume kangakanani lo boss. Thina sikhangelele ukuthi besitshele ukuthi ishophu ivulwa nini because thina since bengasiphangi inotice sifuna ukuthi siqhubeke ukusebenza. Bebethi bafuna ukwenza ama-renovation but ama-renovation akhona asiboni ukuthi wangaze yenza ukuthi kuvale umnyango.
Isitolo seHeddensley singene kulanga lesikhombisa sivaliwe izisebenzi zingavunyelwa phakathi ngaphandle kwabantu abalindayo. Izisebenzi zithi kumele zaziswe ukuba isitolo lesi siyavulwa nini. Igwaliba elisemnyango yesitolo lithi livalelwe ukuhlola isilinganiso sempahla okuhlukile lokukhulunywa izisebenzi ukuba bafuna ukulungisa phakathi kwesitolo. Isitolo seHeddensley sinezisebenzi ezedlula amathumi ayisithupha. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lokuswelakala kwemali, ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwazo, osomabhizimusi abaningi bathi kabasatholi inzuzo ethe xaxa eyokuthi beqhubeke besebenza njalo babhadale izisebenzi. Lokhu sokubangele ukuvalwa kwezinye izitolo elizweni ezigoqela uHeddensley kobulawayo. Osokwenze abantu balahlekelwa imisebenzi. Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga, ongusomabhizimusi njalo elilunga le-MDC, uthi kabatholi imali yakwamanye amazwe emabhanga eyokuthenga impahla zokuthengisa.
Amabhizinisi kulezi nsuku sokulokunzima obukhulu esingazange sibubone kusukela nje amabhondi note angenayo. Ukuze umuntu ukuthi uthenga ngebhondi, kumbe uthenga ngama-user, kumbe uthenga ngama-rand, kumbe uya-transfer, kumbe uyenzani. I-customer igcine isisiba le-confusion ukuthi vele ubuzani. Ubudlelwano bakho le-customer buhle bubaleke. Uthi-ke alright ungathi hhayi usuthenga wena ngamabhondi sesithi hayi tries imali engaka. Nxa into i-$100 ngithi hayi nxa ingamabhondi siyi-$220. Ngoba vele amabhondi sedula lawo 120 use. So kuba nzima ukwenza amabhizinisi.
Sizwile uMongameli Mnangagwa ekhuluma izolo kanye lo mphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Ncube besithi kuzaba nemali yokuthi osomabhizinisi bayiphiwe eyakwamanye amazwe. Ingabe izuzwa ngabanjani?
Lokhu abakukhulumayo nyaka yonke behlala bekukhuluma lama-newspaper nozothiwa kubonakala imali engaka siyigcina khonapho lapho mzwana beyikhuluma. Akula mali okuthiwa ungaya kumbe ebhenki kumbe uye kwamanye ama-businessmen wabuze ukuthi liyitholile imali bathi siyitholile, akuzange kwenzakala. Lokho nje sesakhohlwa ngabo labo bantu. Into esesiyenza thina yokuyadinga imali ezithwidini kumapostori, thenga imali kumapostori esiqhubeke ngezebhizinisi. Umphathintambo wezemali uNcube ngumuntu esimhloniphayo sibili ngosomabhizinisi amakhulu. Kodwa into engingamtshela yena njengathi nesikupolitiki ukuthi hhayi uzababona labo laba abantu asebenza la. Angabe lo mcabango sibili ongalethi ilizwe kodwa bangazimisela ukuthi kungangcono ilizwe lihle iphathi yabo ingathi. Ngoba yonke imbono yakhe le ngiyayibona imbono emihle kodwa iyabulala iphathi yabo.
Ngezinye indlela ubona kungalabo ngcono yini phambili?
Hhatshi kabulabo ngcono sibili umuntu. Ungabona amabhenki aqalisa enika abantu ama-$30 lama-$20. Kodwa khathesi nxa ubezwa sesithi buya nge-Tuesday, buya nge-Thursday, kuzafika ukuthi besesithi buya kanye neviki. Kodwa anti uyakwazi ukuthi umongameli wake wathembisa wathi nge-100 days. Uchupo lwamabhenki lwabe soluphelile. Oyi-100 days yakhe kutho ukuthi laye ubala kumbe ubale siye emuva kumbe ubale siye phambili. Hhayi amboni kungcono mina kusiya phambili kuzaba yehlula laba amadoda.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga lilunga le-MDC njalo ungusomabhizimusi ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 kobulawayo.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ngesikhathi eBotswana liqhubeka lilwisana lokungena kwabavela eZimbabwe ngokungekho emthethweni, umthethwandaba weHigh Court eGaborone usukhulule omunye oweZimbabwe obegwetshelwe ukuhlala entolongweni okweminyaka. Kubika intatheli izindaba yethu uMartin Ngwenya.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu oweHigh Court eHaburoni ngolwesihlanu ukhulule umnumzana Benson Hlabangana owayegwetshelwe ukuhlala ejele kweminyaka emine ngokungena eBotswana okungekho emthethweni. Akuvamanga ukuthi umuntu ongene kwele Botswana ongekho emthethweni agwetshelwe ukubika okwesikhathi eside kangako, ngoba phose bonke bayahlawuliswa imali, abanye bathole imvubu bese bebuyiselwa eZimbabwe. Kodwa uHlabangana wazithola esephakathi ejele ngemva kokugwetshwa nguMantshi uHayisiwe Tonoki nyakenye. UHlabangana wangena eBotswana ngomnyaka ka-2014 wahlala engelamaphepha aqondileyo waze wabanjwa nyakenye. Esikhathini sokuthi angene, kwabanye ababanjwe bengena elizweni okungekho emthethweni ababuyiselwa ekhaya, uHlabangana wazithola esemi phambi komthethwandaba. Wahlawuliswa imali engamapula ayinkulungwane ezine ngaphambi kokuba gwetshwe njalo iminyaka ukuthi ayibika iminyaka emine. Kodwa uHlabangana uyethuswe yilesi sigwebo waphanyeka isikhalazo emthethwandaba uyephezulu weHigh Court esebenzisa igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Howard Tainton. Ngolwesihlanu uHlabangana uphume ebobotheka eHigh Court ngemva kokuba umahluli uZain Kibonang etshengise ukuthi wasetshenziswa umthetho ongayisuyo ukugweba uHlabangana. UGibonang uthi isigwebo ekade kumele siphiwe uHlabangana sinzima kakhulu, sisedlula okufanele asiphiwe uma kuthiwa ugwetshwe kakhulu kungumnyaka owodwa le nhlawulo yamapula ayinkulungwane kuphela. Uthi lo mnyaka owodwa wakhona isikhathi eziningi kumele ukuthi ufakwe eceleni ukuthi lo ogwetshwayo angaphindi adale icala elifanayo esikhathini esithile esizayo. UHlabangana uhlawuliswe amapula ayinkulungwane kwathiwa akhitshwe khonapho ejele. Noma nje kukhangelelwe ukuthi uzabuyiselwa ekhaya, uHlabangana utshengise ukujabula wabonga umahluli uKibonang. Omunye weZimbabwe osebenza eHaburoni umnumzana Edmund Madlala uthi okwehlele uHlabangana akwejwayelekanga.
Esikhathini esiningi okuvamileyo ukuthi labo abeqe umngcele obungekho emthethweni bayabuyiselwa emuva. Ngowakuqala ukuzwa kuthiwa umuntu uyafakwa entilongeni ngenxa yokuthi weqe umngcele engena kuleli lizwe.
Abanye njalo bathi uHlabangana uncedwe ukuthi ulegqwetha ngabe kukhulunywa nje elokhe ephakathi.
Iningi abeqa umngcele kungekho emthethweni abenelise ukuba legqwetha. UHlabangana uncedwe ukuthi kade kukhona ommelayo kwaze kwatholakala ukuthi ube le mpazamo ngesikhathi bemgweba.
Udaba lukaHlabangana noma nje lungajwayelekanga lutshengisa uhlupho iBotswana ebhekane lalo ngabe Zimbabwe abangena kulelo lizwe engekho emthethweni. Noma nje kwaba le nguquko kuhulumende, kuphuma wayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe kungena u-Emmerson Mnangagwa, abeZimbabwe bathululeka bengena ngobuningi eBotswana bezodinga okungabaphilisa. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHaburoni kwele Botswana.
Siyabonga Martin okuziphetha ezosuku. Sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wethekelele izigulane ezihlaselwe ngumkhuhlane wekholera ezibhedlela zeHarare namuhla. Kudaba esisanda luthola, umnumzana Tobaiwa Mudede usehanjiswe ukuyaphumula ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa seye kuretirement. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.